FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
We'll put all of the things 7 CFW.
Ain't that a Well, there's people and more people. What do they know? No. Go to work in some high rise and vacation down at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. And there's winners and there's losers. But that ain't no big deal. Cause a simple man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills, the pills that kill.
Much a part of the valley is Big Falls and Beaver Creek Reserve. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Show him what a guy. Carried my
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're looking at a principle called the Gingles test that federal courts use when determining whether a gerrymandered redistricting map is a violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. How that test is interpreted can determine whether minority voters can elect the candidate of their choice or their vote is diluted by an anti-voter state legislature. A group of black voters sued the North Carolina legislature in 1982, arguing their voting districts violated the Voting Rights Act by diluting their vote and keeping black North Carolinians from electing the candidate of their choice. Before it came to trial, Congress clarified the VRA to say intentional discrimination didn't need to be proved, just the effect of discrimination was enough to be a violation of Section 2. Thornburg v. Gingles created a three-part test for federal courts to use when considering whether a VRA violation had occurred. It stipulates the minority group is sufficiently large and geographically compact to constitute a majority in a single-member district. The minority group is politically cohesive, usually voting the same way, and the white majority votes sufficiently as a bloc, usually defeating the minority's preferred candidate. As shown in the recent overturning of Louisiana's new congressional map, the interpretation of geographically compact and politically cohesive still leaves wiggle room for discrimination. We have more on Gingles and the VRA at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
We are off to a nice start today. Lots of sunshine this morning. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thundershowers tonight, 46 tomorrow. A sprinkle or two in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
So
hush, I do I to shine, shine. Hush, hush, I do I to shine, shine. Hush, hush, oh, to shine, shine. Hush, hush, I do I to shine, shine. Hush, hush, I do I to shine, shine. Hush, hush, I do I to shine, shine.
CFW. Remember this one?
You're insecure. Don't know.